Shama Hall was a happy-go-lucky 8-year-old growing up in Egypt when her parents sold her into domestic slavery. She worked 18-hour days, 7 days a week for a wealthy couple in Cairo who referred to her only as stupid girl. After 2 years, Hall's captors moved to California and smuggled her into the United States. It took 2 more years before an anonymous call led to her eventual rescue. She's written about her experience in a memoir called Hidden Girl, the story of a modern-day child slave, which she wrote with Lisa Wysocki. It is published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers, and I'm very pleased that it brings her to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
What was your childhood like before you became a slave?
I was like every child, honestly. I had my brothers and sisters. I went outside and played. I didn't see much of my father, but I had my mother there. I had most of my brothers and sisters and friends. A good childhood, I would say.
But in a rather poor neighborhood?
It was poor, but given what I had, I still loved it.
Did you go to school?
No, I didn't.
What was your role within your family?
I have four after me. I'm from an 11.
Mm-hmm. So you are the... Okay, well, I could do my mathematics there.
Let's see.
I'm number seven.
Yeah.
Describe the situation that led to being sold into slavery.
Well, I had two twins in my family. They were both girls, and they were the oldest. One of them went on and was working for my captor's house, and they had her for a while. She lived with them at their home in Egypt, in Cairo, and I guess one day she decided to steal money from them, and they weren't very happy about that. And they brought my mother over, and I was with her, helping her with my youngest sister that day. And they talked forever, yelling back and forth, kind of a thing at my mom, saying, you know, she did wrong, we're going to put her in jail. But if you give us somebody to work off the money she stole, then we might drop the charges.
So it was preferable to your parents to give them you than to have your sister go to jail for a little while?
Yep.
Well, is this typical? Is this common in Egypt?
Some of it, yes. Some of it, yes. They do have the age of 16, you can become a maid for a house, but...
But you were 8.
I was 8 years old.
And you, this was during the Hosni Mubarak time.
Yes,
was
sure
Mubarak.
Was.
Would this still be true today?
I think it might be a little worse right now of everything going on.
Why did you have to continue to work for the family long after your sister's debt had been paid off?
I never knew my sister's debt was paid off. My parents, I guess, liked the money that came in. And they kept me the whole time.
So you called your mother and begged her to bring you home. Mm-hmm. And how did she react?
I should think of the family, and I should, instead of my sister going to jail, this is what I should be.
Did you feel betrayed by your parents?
I felt hurt more than anything.
I can understand, and I suspect that over the years, your feelings and your ideas about your parents have changed a lot.
Definitely. I guess they did what they do with their situation.
Well, they had 11 kids, and I guess they thought, okay, one less burden, one less mouth to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a good situation. She's in a nice house. But it wasn't so nice for you.
No. I guess they thought by putting a roof over your head that should be enough, no matter what happens under that roof.
What was a typical day like for you?
It's getting up really early, getting everything done for the kids to go to school from... lunches, getting their clothes ironed, and sending to school.
Those they were twin boys who were a couple of years younger. These are the kids who you were doing that for?
They were the two twins, and there was also one closer to my age, a girl. And then they had other two older daughters.
And what was your relationship like with those kids? Do you think they sympathized with you and your situation?
Definitely not. They grew up in these kind of environment where they make sure to let you know they're above you and you're there to do what they ask you to do.
What about the other servants who were working in the house? You were just 8 years old. You were a young child.
They had other servants in Egypt, and they also treated them very poorly. I mean, I've witnessed slapping, belt smacking. I was terrified, honestly.
You're afraid that you were going to be hit as well.
Yeah.
My guest is Shaima Hall, who has written with the help of Lisa Wysocki, Hidden. The true story of a modern day hidden girl, the true story of a modern day child slave. What did you know about the United States when you were in Egypt?
You live in an Arab country. You just know that, you know, we're not friends with the U.S. and we're in the best place to be in. And that's really all I knew of.
And then the family decided to relocate. Why did they choose to go to Irvine, California?
From everything that happens to them in their life, they were running away from a lot of things in Egypt, bad things that they did.
So these were bad people.
Yeah, definitely. From the beginning, yeah.
And your responsibilities changed when you went to California. First of all, you were now the only servant.
Exactly. And I was there to serve all five kids and mom, dad, and everybody that came over.
Where were you living? Where did they put you?
I lived in a garage. They had a small room in the garage that I lived in.
So you were not living in the big house?
No.
It was clear that you were inferior still.
Definitely. They made sure to let you know all the time.
Well, how did they get you into the country?
I came in on a visa, a visiting visa. It's like, I believe it was only like a month or two. It wasn't that long. And the way I got smuggled, it was by a guy that told them he was going to adopt me, and he wanted to show him where he lived, because he was half white, half Arab, and that's what he told them. He was from here, and so I guess they believed him very well.
Now, what did they do to make money?
Well, the dad, he has this company that steals in Egypt, but in the U.S., I don't know what they did, because they were always home. They never worked. Dad was there 24/7. So was the mom.
Well, at times, you took the twins to the park across the street from their house.
Yes.
You must have felt a little liberated in the outside world, but why didn't you just run away?
You really can't do that. You have the kids. I didn't speak any English. I would not know how to communicate with anybody. I always got told, if the cops catch you, they will beat you, they will keep you, you will never see your family again. And these are the things that get told to you 24/7 in your head.
And then 9/11 occurred.
Yes.
And did that change things? Did it change the way they treated you?
It was more, it got a little stricter, I have to say. I remember when it happened, the mom was very different. She even took off her scarf, so she will fit in better. She asked some of her daughters to do the same thing. Everybody did except one, but I didn't go outside anyway, but you can feel them, the difference in them.
They were afraid that they were going to be picked on because they were
Yes,
Arabs.
Definitely.
What led to your release? Do you know who made the anonymous call?
No, I don't. That one was never got told or anything.
Were you aware of what was going on in the world? Did you, you didn't speak English, so did you even know what had happened with 9/11 and what was happening in politics in general?
Honestly, not really, because I only heard the mom and the dad speaking in Arabic about it. They went on and on about what's going on, but I didn't know, really. No, I didn't.
And then the police came to remove you from your owner's home.
Yes.
How did you react?
It was actually scary, more than a rescue, because it was very harsh, the way they came in, knocking and yelling, and they were yelling at the dad back and forth, and he ended up closing the door in their face, and then after that they came back in. I guess they needed a warrant to come back, and 5 minutes later they were back in.
And they're coming specifically because they've been told that this family was keeping a slave?
They were coming in because they got told, I guess, there's somebody, a little girl that lives there and never goes to school. You always see her cleaning or and never leaves the house. And it was more of, I guess they circled the house a few days until they finally came in.
Well, how did your Muslim upbringing affect your response to the police officers and the social workers?
I'm sorry.
Well, did you, your background, I think, probably would have led you to be afraid rather than, and not cooperative rather than saying, oh, great, finally somebody is taking me away from all of this.
I wouldn't say it was the religious for me. It was more of the fear than anything. I wasn't, I didn't wear the hijab at that time. I didn't really practice it because I never got the chance to practice it. I believed
in God. When they went to
the
mosque, they didn't take you?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Did you want to return to Egypt after you were freed?
No, not after I talked to my biological parents, no.
They didn't seem to be all that excited about the fact that you might come back?
Yes, well, it was more... they got told, you know, if she opens her mouth, bad things is going to happen to the people that they give me to. And, you know, how dare me to even say anything.
But then you wound up being placed in the Orangewood Children's Shelter.
Yes.
And you started to learn to read, to write, speak English. Was that difficult? You were 12 years old.
It was in the beginning, but I really wanted it. So... I didn't give up or give my chance to.
And what happened to your former owners?
They went to jail in 2007. They ended up going to jail. That's when the case ended.
And you had to testify against them.
I did not get to testify because they pleaded guilty in the end. They pleaded guilty and he got 3 years, and she got 2 years of that's how many years she had me.
For enslavement?
Yes.
Have you been following this case of the Indian diplomat who was arrested for near enslavement of a servant?
Which one?
There was one just recently in New York where they were paying her, but they were paying her very little and working her
a longer
similarly
hours.
To what you went through. And instead of people in India being angry with her, they're angry with the United States.
And it usually happens that way. It's usually how dare the U.S. to step in and help people.
You became an American citizen in 2011. Yes. And why did you write this book for young readers rather than adults? After all, this is a story that's interesting to everybody.
Well, the book is for everybody, definitely, to learn about human trafficking. But we target it towards young readers, because there are new generations. They're the one, hopefully, they'll be able to come up and tell people that this is not in the history books. This is something that happens today, and they'll be more aware of it.
And what's your life like these days?
Great. I have a daughter, I have a beautiful husband, and it's amazing.
And you have the opportunity to, I hate to say this, but to be a better mother than your mother was.
Definitely.
And you learn lessons sometimes from how poorly other people might treat you.
Exactly.
Shaima Hall, her book, Hidden Girl, The True Story of a Modern Day Child Slave, published by Simon Schuster Books for young people, young readers. My great thanks to you for being on our show today.
Thank you very much for having me.